afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We bring you this special radio broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
It's been that way for 2 hours. And the tension is just beginning. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
Yeah, I like this. Disco. Sounds like a little disco, man. 866-821-8255 is the number. 866-821-TALK. Yeah, I was reading some updates. A while back, Apple announced, well, actually it's been more like rumors than official announcement, but the Apple Watch, there are concerns about its battery life. Apparently, it will not necessarily get you the kind of length of use that you'd like, particularly if you're a heavy user. So the initial version of the Apple Watch may be something that you want to wait and get the 2.0 version. We'll have to see what happens. Things can change between now and release day. Interesting, it'll probably be released about the same time as Windows 10.
Coincidence?
We'll have to wait and see.
I think so.
Not really a technology, at least not kind of an electronics technology piece, but a really neat piece of hardware from Leatherman called the Leatherman Tread. You haven't seen it?
I have not seen it.
Here, I'll show you.
I have not. Show me what it looks like.
Show you what it looks like.
Show all the listeners what it looks like, Dr. Dave. Oh, very good. Looks like a tire, like a tank track.
What it is a bracelet.
Ah.
But it's a multi-tool bracelet.
I see it. I can see the little hexagon shapes for, like, nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Drivers.
Yeah.
You can swap the links out to customize the tools that you have available to you.
Interesting.
Will be out available in retail at the retail level in stores sometime this summer, probably.
Really?
No announcement in terms of price. But, man, that's something. I'm not a bracelet guy, but that's something that's cool. And I'll tell you, you put a watch on that? I think that's cool, man.
They need to do that. They need to do a watch in there. Because basically, you can make the band be the Leatherman.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's also, well, looky here. They have their own watch.
Oh, hey, we ask and we shall receive. There it is.
So kind of an interesting little device.
Very
something
nice.
That looks pretty compelling to me. Of course, I got like 12 multi-tools. So
okay, I'm going to repost that up on Facebook, too.
I need
to share that.
I need another one.
That's awesome.
It's TSA and security friendly. That was actually the original idea behind this. Was that you're able to travel and pass security checkpoints with your Leatherman instead of having to give it to the TSA folks.
Now, how does it fold out into an 8-inch blade? I don't understand.
Yeah, that's a secret.
Yeah.
Available in stainless steel for about $150 and a black diamond carbon finish for about $200. Watches will cost about $500 for stainless steel, $600 for black. Woo! I'm not so excited about it anymore.
Yeah. You didn't think it was going to be cheap, did you?
Oof.
Yeah, that's not going to be cheap, man. And I say more power to them. Yeah. I mean, that's think about what you have there, the tool itself.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cool. It's groovy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it actually has some cool function.
No,
functionality.
No question it's functional. No question. It'll be interesting to see just how functional. I mean, you know, using those little links and stuff, it'll be interesting to see how it works when you've got it in your hands and you're trying to loosen a nut.
Well, and I think it's going to be something. It's not going to be something you want to use as your first option. But it's like you're out in the middle of nowhere. You have to your truck breaks down. You have to get this bolt off. That may work for you and save your life.
Yeah. Do you remember Mega Upload? It was a service by a guy by the name of Kim.com. Mm. And they ended up, the feds shut him down because it was being misused by illegal file sharers.
Yes,
and
yes.
He was in New Zealand and they arrested him and all this stuff. And he's been working on an encrypted email service for some time. Many of the email services that were available, even just a year or two ago, were shut down because the feds got really aggressive with the owners and said, look, if you don't let us in, if you don't give us a back door, we're going to pound on you. And a lot of these guys said, well, you know, I have two choices. I can capitulate or I can just shut the service down. And, many of them did. Kim.com is working on an encrypted email service, but I don't know when that's going to, if ever, go live. But he's also working on a Skype challenger, a chat service with video capabilities. Just released the beta software for MegaChat. Not yet ready for prime time, in my opinion. But promising. I got to give the guy kudos for just having the guts to kind of fly in the face. I mean, it's what he's undertaking is a big battle. You know, there's that old saying, you can't fight City Hall. You know, he's not just dealing with City Hall. He's dealing with Washington, D.C., and that's a daunting challenge for him, I'm sure. An expensive and troublesome one. And, you know, look, he could potentially end up in jail for doing these things, depending on how the feds try to deal with him. But he's also been a very secure-minded, sort of autonomous fellow that just bucks the trend, fights authority, and I don't think that's always a bad thing to do. I wish him the best of luck, but at this point, the beta Skype challenger, not ready for prime time. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, for many years, Skype was a very secure thing to use. When it came to the government, they were really challenged by Skype and not having the ability to, you know, not having a back door, not being able to break in. Since Microsoft has taken over, it's been several years now, 2 or 3 years. Security experts pretty much, although they've never confirmed it, are pretty certain that Skype has, you know, a back door for law enforcement then. And we know what happens there. We talked about it at the top of the show. If you can gather the data, you will. If you can harvest the data, you will. Think of it, and I've heard it expressed this way before. We produce, as human beings, a digital exhaust. And there are many private and governmental organizations with digital vacuums coming up behind us and just taking all of what we don't even realize we're excreting. Mm-hmm. But it's true. And he's always, Kim.com has been a guy that kind of battled against that sort of thing. So I wish him a lot of luck. I don't know how successful he's going to be able to be, but we'll see. You know, could do well. You never know. Mm-hmm. We already talked about Sony. 30 seconds. I'm not going to get into any big stories. Nothing left, really. We've covered most of what I wanted to talk about.
And I thought we did a pretty good job considering our 6-month sabbatical. It was like we never got off the,
Feels like it.
I think you
so.
Did pretty good.
I think so.
Yeah. A couple of times it was a little clunky and slow in the middle. I'm just kidding. It was great.
Yeah, it was.
It was great.
Yeah. Well, listen, we really appreciate you guys joining us. We had a great time. Hope you did. You can tell by that funky music in the background, we're flat out of time. We're going to go have, I don't know, probably some dogs, huh? Watch a race. I want to thank you for joining us. You can join us next week. Same bat time, same bat station. Have a safe, sane, sober weekend. When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.